Before you listen to the sermon, read Proverbs
chapter 6.
And the title of the sermon is Signs of Laziness in Your Life. And today I want to just look at the topic of laziness. And the Bible uses different words for this.
Yeah,
one of these words is being a sluggard. And I don't know if this works in Farsi. It comes from the word slug in English.
Tambal, it's the same thing. It's
yeah.
Tambali,
which is a very slow animal.
Yeah,
not an animal that beams with energy and activity. In English, we use another word for it.
It's
a slothful person.
که میگن کسی که مثل تنبل راه میره تنبلی فارسی شمو میشه.
It also refers to an animal, the sloth.
Well, we say Shirazi.
Yeah. So this one works.
We call that Shirazi.
And again, the sloth is also a very slow animal. An animal of low activity.
میگه حیوان تنبل اگه نگاه کنید انقدر آروم طول میکشه از یه مکان تا مکان دیگه بره انقدر یواش یواش میره.
It is so slow you marvel that he survived in the wild.
یواش که اصلا تعجب میکنی چجوری زنده مونده تو جنگل این حیوان تنبل.
Somehow my kids have been giving me sloths as small stuffed animals.
خرسای تنبل رو برای من بخرن کادو.
I don't know what that means.
نمیدونم اون تنبل به چه معنیه.
Sloths are cool animals, just don't be like one.
تنبل حیوانای باحالیه ولی مثل تنبلا نباشید.
Yeah, and a lazy person is a person that's idle, it's not a term that's used.
یه کسی که تنبله کسیه که فقط نشسته و هیچ کاری نمیکنه. رو مبل نشسته و قدمی بر نمیداره، فعالیتی از خودش نشون نمیده.
Yeah, so I want to talk about signs in your life.
میخوام دنبال نشونه‌هایی بگردم.
To a problem with laziness.
که نشونه علامت‌های تنبلی تو زندگیتون.
Yeah, maybe you have some characteristics.
شاید یه سری شخصیت‌هایی تو زندگیمون داشته باشیم.
That point to the fact that you are becoming or you are a lazy person.
که یا دارین تنبل میشین یا تنبل هستید.
And when you find out, these are areas you need to work on.
که بفهمین اون قسمت‌هایی که باید روش کار کنیم و
yeah, being lazy, being a sluggard, being slothful.
تنبل بودن مثل تنبل قدم برداشتن و شیرازی بودن.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. It's sinful.
فقط گناه‌آوره.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you what you're going to think during the sermon.
میام بهتون بگم که چی قراره فکر کنی. امروز حمله رو آرامه. It's only Shirazi we have. Oh, راستی من چی دارم شیرازیه.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what you're going to think during the sermon.
بهتون بگم موعظه رو چجوری فکر می‌کنی.
You'll hear me giving some signs, some characteristic.
یه سری صفات یه سری شخصیت تنبل رو بهتون میگم.
Yeah, something that indicates that there's laziness.
نشون میده که تنبلی تو زندگی کسی هست.
And what you will think?
فکری که می‌کنین اینه که
brother so and so.
برادر فلانی و فلانی.
Sister so and so.
خواهر فلانی و فلانی.
And I admit when I was preparing,
بهتون توضیح بدم وقتی داشتم موضوعم آماده میکردم.
I think about people and I reapply to myself. So I confess. that's why I think I can make this prediction that you will do this too.
توبه میکنم در موردش ولی مطمئنم شما هم همین کارو خواهید کرد.
So let me help you.
بذارین کمکتون کنم.
To repeat the title of the sermon again.
موضوع موزه رو
Signs of laziness in your life.
نشونه های تنبلی در زندگی شما.
Yeah, it's a sermon for you to apply.
زندگی شما که این موزه برای شماست که عملش کنید.
Not for you to apply to your neighbor's life.
که زندگی همسایه‌تون رو عملی کنید.
Yeah, trying to make you feel good in the process if you're not
یا اینکه اگه مشکل تنبلی ندارید احساس خوبی داشته باشید.
You might think I'm fine. I'm not a sluggard.
من تنبل نیستم.
I do work.
من کار میکنم. من تلاش میکنم.
Why do I need to listen to this sermon? Why do I need to be reminded of this?
چرا باید به این موضوع یادآوری بشم؟
Maybe you have a blind spot.
شاید یه نقطه کور تو زندگیتون دارین.
Yeah, or maybe your idea of what a sluggard is, a lazy person is.
یا پیشنهاد نظر شما در مورد تنبلی فرق میکنه.
The Bible describes such a person is.
از اون جوری که خداوند تنبلی رو برامون توضیح داده.
Go to Proverbs 26:16.
امثال 26:16.
If you have a physical Bible, just stick your finger there because you're going to be in Proverbs most of the sermon.
امثال رو نگه دارید اگر کتاب دستتونه.
The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason.
کاهن در چشم خود حکیم‌تر است از هفت تن که پاسخ خردمندانه می‌دهد.
That's when you talk to the sluggard, he thinks he's wise.
وقتی به یه تنبل نگاه می‌کنیم فکر می‌کنیم اون فرد باهوشه.
Yeah, he thinks he's right.
فکر میکنه درسته.
He thinks he sees better than seven other men.
فکر میکنه بهتر.
Well, actually, are wise.
We can actually reason. فکر میکنه با کسایی که منطقیان فکر میکنه.
No, but he doesn't see that it's wrong.
اصلا بدی خودش نمیبینه تنبل.
Yeah. Why? So why is it even important to think? To know for sure you're right in this area.
چرا مهمه که بدونیم آیا واقعاً درست هستیم تو این قسمت یا تنبلیم؟
Yeah, because we have blind spots.
چون قسم نقطه‌های کوچیک
زندگی‌مون داریم. So let the Holy Spirit work in your heart today.
بذارید روح القدس تو زندگیتون کار کنه.
There's another reason why it's important that we deal with this issue if you have it.
برای همینم مهمه که با این مشکل رو حل کنیم اگه داریم.
God uses people who are hard workers.
چون خداوند از سخت کوشان استفاده میکنه نه از تنبل.
God doesn't use lazy people to get his work done.
خداوند تنبلا استفاده نمیکنه برای کار خداوند.
Yeah, it's interesting when you see in the Bible you see God calling people.
وقتی می‌بینیم کتاب مقدس اسم میبره رو اعضای متفاوت.
Yeah, people who will be doing great works for him.
کسایی که خداوند نامشون رو میبره که کارهای بزرگی برای خدا انجام بدن.
They're hard workers.
همشون سخت کوش و تلاش میکنن.
Yeah, some examples. God used Joseph.
از یوسف استفاده کرد.
Yeah, even though he wasn't perfect.
با اینکه یوسف بیاد
داشت. His issues. But laziness wasn't one of them.
اما تنبلی جز مشکل یوسف بود.
Wherever he ended up.
هر جایی که یوسف رفت و هر شرایطی
بود. He stood out of being a man of activity and hard worker.
سخت کوش کاری شناخته.
And as a result, he got promoted to higher positions.
و در نتیجه تو مقام‌های بالاتر و بالاتر قرار گرفت.
Jesus, when he went out and called his disciples.
عیسی مسیح وقتی رفت شاگرداش انتخاب کرد.
He's calling people who are at work.
کسایی رو پیدا کرد که سر کار بودن.
Yeah, Gideon. Yeah, he's treading wheat in the wine press.
داشته انگور رو شراب می‌کرد.
He's at work when he's called.
داشته کار می‌کرد وقتی عیسی مسیح صداش کرد.
To go deliver Israel.
بریم اسرائیل رو آزاد کن Gideon.
Yeah, Elisha.
و خداوند وقتی آزادش کرد.
Elisha. He's called when he's doing hard labor.
ایلیا بیدار شد. Let's read it because I بخونید داستان ایلیا رو.
Love that part.
اول پادشاهان 19:19-21.
So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the twelfth. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen. He slew them, boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him.
پس ایلیا از آنجا رفت و الیشا پسر شافات را یافت که از پی 12 جفت گاو نر زمین را شخ می‌زد و خودش با جفت 12 بود. ایلیا از الیشا گذشته ردایش را بر او افکند. الیشا گاوان را رها کرده از پی ایلیا دوید و گفت بگذار پدر و مادرم را ببوسم و سپس از پی تو آیم. ایلیا به وی گفت برو زیرا مگر با تو چه کردم؟ پس الیشا از عقب او بازگشت و جفتی از گاوان را گرفته ذبح کرد و گوشت را با ابزار شخ پخته به مردم داد و خوردن. آنگاه برخواسته از پی ایلیا رفت و به خدمت او مشغول شد.
الیشا was a hard worker.
ایلیا خیلی سخت کار
می‌کرد. He went to serve God.
قبل از اینکه به خداوند خدمت کنه.
The point I'm making is God is using hard workers.
نکته‌ای که دارم استفاده می‌کنم.
To get his work done.
برای خدمتش، برای کارش.
He doesn't use lazy bumps.
از سخت کوشا استفاده می‌کنه، نه تنبلا.
Just hold for men and women.
این هم برای خانم‌ها، هم برای آقایون.
Because we tend to look in a sense of laziness. To men.
معمولاً تنبلا رو آقا ها رو اسم میذاریم.
Yeah, because
میگیم آقای تنبله.
Is there God given responsibility to take care of the family?
چون خداوند مسئولیت
to
داده
hard,
که خانواده‌اش رو فراهم کنه، کار کنه، تلاش کنه، فراهم کننده خانواده‌اش باشه.
Yeah, but neither woman or man should be lazy.
چه خانم چه آقا نباید تنبل
باشه. And if you're a young person,
اگه جوونی،
this is an even more important time to deal with this issue if you have.
اگه زمان خوبی است که این مشکل رو حل کنیم تو زندگی.
Yes, now when you're growing up, that you need to make sure you're not a lazy person.
الان که دارین بزرگ میشین، رشد میکنین، مطمئن شین آدم تنبلی.
If your children have these characteristics,
اگه بچه‌هاتون عزیزان تنبلن،
because children in general will tend to do that.
بعدن تنبل میشن.
This is the time for them to deal with
تنبلی رو دوست دارم. موقعیتی که درست
تنبلیشون
کنار بیاد.
Being sluggards.
که وقتی بچه بزرگ میشه زندگیشو نابود نکنه و تنبل نباشه.
Oh, but you just said the sermon is for me only.
گفتی موعظه فقط مال منه نه؟
If you're a parent and you want to set a good example for your children.
اگه خانواده پدر مادری هستی و بهترین نمونه
an hard working person, not a lazy person.
نمونه یه کار کسی باشه که سخت کار میکنه نه آدم تنبل.
So you don't have to be embarrassed if you try to address it in their lives.
خجالت نکشید اگر تو زندگی خودتون
هم young people read the book of Proverbs.
کتاب امثال رو بخونید.
Yeah, one chapter every day. Works out nicely.
خیلی راحته فصل یه بار.
Yeah, it's rich with all kinds of things that are good for your life.
صفات‌ها و دستاوردهای خیلی با چیزایی تو زندگی بهتون یاد میده و همش نشونه تنبلی رو از زندگیمون برمی‌داره.
What should I aim for?
منتظر
چی باشم؟ To be a person of activity.
کسی باشم که فعال باشم.
Diligent.
کسی باشم که با فعالیت تمام کار می‌کنم.
Fervent in spirit.
کسی که در روح فعالیت زیاد داره و به خداوند خدمت می‌کنه.
Romans 12.
رومیان 12
رو باز کنید.
10 و 11.
Romans 12, 10 and 11. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
با محبت برادرانه یکدیگر را دوست بدارید و هر یک دیگری را بیشتر از خود احترام بنماید. در کوشش کاهلی نورزید و در روح پرشتیاب بوده خداوند را خدمت نمایید.
Yeah, the Bible says, whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto
men. Never have
to be hard workers.
تلاش کنید، فعالیت داشته باشید.
What we do, we should do with all our might.
هر کاری که می‌کنیم با همه قدرتمون باید انجام بدیم.
As if we're doing it directly for God, because that's actually what we're doing.
خداوند انجام بدیم، همون کارو می‌کنیم.
Yeah, that's what love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
خدای خود را با تمامی دل و جان و قدرت دوست داشته باشید.
Yeah, so let's look at some signs that can point to laziness in your life.
به نمونه‌های نگاه کنیم، مثال‌های استفاده کنیم. نشونه تنبلی
در
زندگیمونه. کسی که تنبله در حقیقت نشونش چیه؟ چجوری می‌فهمیم فرد تنبله؟
Yeah, because we can have some idea of what that means.
شاید نظری داشته باشیم که اون فرد تنبلی یعنی.
But let's see what the Bible.
اما ببینیم کتاب مقدس تنبلی رو چجوری برامون
میگه. What kind of person is a lazy person.
چجوری نفر تنبله؟
So here's the first one.
اولین صفت.
A sluggard, a lazy person needs supervision.
کسی که تنبله، آدم تنبله، احتیاج به یه نفر داره که بالا سرش باشه، مسئول بالا سرش باشه که کارش انجام بده.
Go to the end, thou sluggard. Consider your ways and be wise.
کاهلا نزد مورچه برو و به راه‌هایش بیاندیش و حکمت بیاموز.
Yeah, so the Bible says here that the sluggard can learn some good things from the end.
از مورچه میتونه یاد بگیره.
Yeah, the end has some things down that the sluggard does not have down.
مورچه یه کاری رو میکنه که تنبله نمیتونه انجام بده.
Consider the ways of the end and be wise.
ببین فکر کنیم به مورچه و حکمت داشته باشیم.
So what can the sluggard learn?
چی از مورچه یاد میگیره؟
Read the next verse, Proverbs 6:7, which having no guide, overseer or ruler.
که او را نه فرمانده‌ای است و نه صاحب منصبی و حاکم.
So what does the Bible specifically point out here in regards to the end?
در مورد اون مورچه.
That the end doesn't have a guide. He doesn't have an overseer.
کسی مدیر نداره، رهبر نداره، کسی نداره، کار خودش رو انجام میده.
Because the end doesn't need that supervision.
چون مورچه احتیاج به اون رهبر نداره.
Yeah. The end does its work without being told
مورچه
to do its work.
خودش کارو انجام میده بدون اینکه کسی بهش بگه.
Yeah, so what does the end have that the sluggard can learn? What is the issue that the sluggard is,
که
has?
باید انجام بده.
Unlike the ant, he needs supervision.
تنبل مثل مورچه نیست، بلکه احتیاج داره یه مدیر که رهبر بالا سرش باشه که مطمئنش کار انجام بده.
If you have an issue with laziness in your life,
اگه میخوایم ببینیم مشکل تنبلی دارین، نشونش اینه.
Are you a person that needs to be supervised all the time
نفر
in order to get things done?
ببینه کاری که قرار بود انجام بشه
so
انجام میشه.
You do the work.
انجام میدی.
Yeah, are you a person that needs to be reminded all the time
که باید بهتون یادآوری بشه که کار انجام بشه یا خود کار انجام بشه؟
Again, this is common for kids.
بچه‌ها
طبیعیه. You tell them to do something.
بچه میگه کاری رو بکن.
An hour later you come back.
یه ساعت بعد
برمیگردی.
میبینی هنوز دارن بازی میکنن.
And it's not done.
هنوز انجام نشده.
Why? Well, because something else came up. They were distracted.
چون یه اتفاق دیگه افتاد. حواسشون پرت شد، یه کار دیگه رو دارن میکنن.
Now they're playing.
حالا بازی میکنن.
You were not there to supervise them and that's why the work didn't get done.
که کارشون رو نگاه کنی تا انجام بشه، پس انجام
نشد. It's a sign of laziness.
و این نشونه تنبلیه.
And kids, if you continually need to be reminded to do your homework,
اگه هر روز باید یادآوری که مشقاتون رو انجام بدین، کارهای خونه که وظیفتون رو انجام بدین، اون نشونه تنبلیه.
Yeah, ask yourself, can I be given a task?
آیا میتونی مسئولیت خونه به من داده بشه؟
And will I take care of it without having to be reminded?
و من مراقبش خواهم بود بدون اینکه کسی بهم یادم بندازه.
Yeah, do I need to be managed?
آیا یه نفر هی باید مراقب من باشه؟
Or can I do it without supervision?
یا همیشه باید مراقب باشه یا کسی؟
Go to Ephesians 6.
افسوسیان فصل 6.
Now we are to be people that are able to work without supervision. Ephesians 6.
کسایی باشیم که بدون مدیر بتونیم کار کنیم.
6 to 8.
افسوسیان 6:6 تا 8.
Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
نه به خدمت ظاهری مثل طالبان رضامندی انسان، بلکه چون غلامان مسیح که اراده خدا را از دل به عمل می آورند و به نیت خالص خداوند را بندگی می کنند نه انسان را، و می دانند هر کس که عمل نیکو کند پاداش آن را از خداوند خواهد یافت، خواه غلام و خواه آزاد.
Yeah, so here is talking about workers that they shouldn't be only doing what they're supposed to do when they can be seen.
نه که کاری رو انجام بدن وقتی boss is watching. انجام بده وقتی مدیرشون اونجاست همه دارن کار میکنن.
It's like you come into the work site and the boss comes in and suddenly everybody grabs something.
یهو هر کسی سر یه دستگاه واسه.
As if they were busy doing things.
به نظر میاد که همش داشتن همین کارو میکردن.
But in reality they were just lazy.
واقعیت اینه که همشون تنبل بودن.
And they need to be supervised to do the things they're supposed to do.
که اون کاری رو که باید انجام میدادن انجام بدن.
And how should we work?
چجوری باید کار کنیم؟
As unto the Lord.
همون جوری که خداوند میخواد.
God sees all the time.
خداوند که همه چیز ما رو می‌بینه.
Yeah, we should be doing it as we are doing it for him.
ما هم باید کاری بکنیم که مثل برای خداوند داریم انجام میدیم.
That's a sign of laziness in your life.
نشونه تنبلی تو زندگیتون.
Is when you need supervision.
زمانی است که یه مدیر احتیاج داری که کارتون انجام بده.
Here's a second sign.
دومین سمبل.
A lazy person
تنبل
does not prepare for the future.
منتظر آینده، برنامه‌ریزی آینده نمی‌کنه.
Go back to Proverbs 6.
امثال 6
and read verses 6 to 8 now.
6 تا 8 بخون.
Go to the end, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provide their meat in the summer and gather food in the harvest.
کاهلا نزد مورچه برو و به راه‌هایش بیندیش و حکمت بیاموز، که او را نه فرمانده‌ای است و نه صاحب منصب و حاکمی. با این همه توشه خود در تابستان فراهم می‌کند و آذوقه خیش در موسم حصاد گرد می‌آورد.
Yeah, so here's a second sign that there can be laziness in your life.
دومین نشونه‌ای که نشونه تنبلی است.
When you are not preparing for the future.
که وقتی برای آینده آماده نیستی.
What does the end do?
مورچه چیکار می‌کنه؟
He's actively providing for his food in the summer and the harvest.
همیشه داره غذا جمع می‌کنه تو تابستون برای چی؟
So he has food in the winter.
که زمستون هم غذا داشته.
So it survives the winter.
که زمستون هم بتونه خودش نگهداری کنه.
How is this characteristic of a lazy person, of a sluggard?
شخصیت یه نفری که تنبله چجوریه؟
Now, a sluggard, a lazy person,
تنبل، کسی که تنبله،
is too lazy to put in the effort now.
الان حالش رو نداره که این کارو بکنه.
He doesn't have the discipline now.
حالش رو نداره که این کارو انجام بده.
He doesn't want to invest the time now. So he can profit later.
که فردا ازش سود ببره.
Yeah, they live day by day.
روز با روز زندگی میکنه.
Are you living day by day?
آیا شما هم امروز فقط برای امروز زندگی میکنید؟
Years ago, I was in Indonesia.
چندین سال پیش من
for my brother's wedding.
برای برادرم، عروسی برادرم اندونزی.
And the family of my brother's wife.
خانواده همسر آینده برادرم یا همسر الان برادرم برامون شوفر گرفته بود، راننده گرفته
like
با ما باشه همه جا
all day, he will be there,
هر روز اون راننده با ما باشه
around.
که ما رو همه جای اندونزی ببره.
Want us to drive around. It was too dangerous.
گفتن پشت ماشین شما نشینید، تو اندونزی خطرناک رانندگی.
And they specifically told us
و بهمون گفتن
do not pay him.
بهش پول ندید.
Don't give him anything.
پول ندید.
Of course my dad's
بابای من
couldn't resist that.
نتونست جلو خودشو بگیره.
So he gave a tip because he did his work.
کارشو خوب انجام داده بود. آخر روز یه انعامی به راننده داد.
Maybe you felt kind of sorry because we are going to places and he's just waiting outside out there in the car.
راننده در وایستاده بود. ما هم میرفتیم کارام رو میکردیم. اون بیچاره تو ماشین نشسته بود تا ما برگردیم. احساس بدی داشت.
My dad gave him an amount.
برای همین یه انعامی بهش داد.
That was like for almost 2 weeks of work.
که انعامش دو کار دو هفته پول کار دو هفتهش بود تو اندونزی.
Which was translating like 10 something euros.
Very little amount.
It cost like 30 euros. to have the driver for the month.
So
instead of having this driver now completely enthusiastic, even waiting more for us, we never saw him again. Why not? He didn't need to work. He had enough for the next days. And as soon as he ran out, he would start thinking again of doing something. Now, that is laziness. That is a sign of laziness. And if you even look at that society, that is what you see a lot there. Living day to day, not looking ahead. Now, according to the Bible, that's what a sluggard does. Yeah, as opposed to this little animal, the ant, that does store up. That does think about the future or prepare about the future. In Proverbs 31, we have a great example of a virtuous woman. And if you read it, she is a hard worker. Wakes up early, candles and go out by night. Yeah, she's a woman of activity. Yeah, she's the opposite of lazy. And what we also see in the same chapter is that she prepares for the future. I want to just read one verse from the chapter. Proverbs 31:21. Yeah, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Yeah, she's a hard worker. She's not afraid of whatever is going to come. She can deal with the snowstorm. Why? Because she has prepared for the future. Everybody is clothed. Yeah, she has made the clothes that are necessary. She is preparing for the future. Yeah, so the lazy person, the sluggard, needs to be supervised. And the lazy person does not prepare for the future. Here's a third sign that you can look at to see if you're becoming or are a lazy person. A lazy person loves to sleep. Maybe you think, don't we all like to sleep?
Now,
obviously we need rest. And most of us need 7 or 8 hours of sleep every day to be able to function normally. And there can be times that we've worked very hard and then we need to catch up on some sleep. Or sometimes it can be sickness.
And
of course, you should be tired and struggle to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah,
if that's you, you need to check that out. But if you in general struggle to get out of your bed in the morning, you're a lazy person. Yeah, a lazy person loves to sleep long. Yeah, if you need somebody every single morning to get you out of bed, that is laziness. Yeah, go back to Proverbs chapter 6. Hey. What was the title of the sermon again? What was the title of the sermon again? Signs of laziness in your life.
Yeah?
Don't point at people. Proverbs 6, 9 and 10. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep.
کاهلا تا به کی خواهی خفت و از خواب خود کی برخواهی خواست اندکی خفتن و اندکی چرت زدن و اندکی دست بر دست گذاشتن برای استراحت.
Yeah, the lazy person likes to sleep.
تنبل دوست داره بخوابه.
Yeah, they like their regular naps.
دوست داره یه چرت هم بزنه. خواب که هیچی چرت هم بزنه.
If you have a love for sleeping, yeah, that is a sign of laziness in your life.
اگه همش دوست داری چرت بزنی نشونه
تنبلیه. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard?
چقدر قراره بخوابی؟
When will thou arise?
کی بیدار میشی؟ از خوابت.
And I admit, when I was a teenager, my mom had to get me out of bed in the morning. And it never worked the first time. Why? Because I had an issue of laziness. Yeah? Which at that point in time, I was not aware of. Yeah, but I had. And I did overcome, by the way.
پیروز شدم ها پیروز شدم بعدش
I'm normally the first one up in the morning
معمولا من اولین نفرم که خواب پا میشم تو خونه
yeah, but if you sleep all the time if then that's a that points to laziness.
اگه نشونه اینی که همیشه فقط مشکل خاطر به کاری نمیتونه انجام بدی مشکله.
Yeah, if your parents need to wake you up all the time.
مادر پدراتون اگه لازمه هر روز شما را خواب بیدار کنم به زور نشونه تنبلیه.
If you cannot get out of bed with an alarm.
اگه با زنگ ساعتتون خواب بیدار نشی نشونه تنبلیه.
Go to Proverbs 26:14. Proverbs 26:14. As the door turneth upon its hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed.
در بر پاشنه‌اش می‌گردد کاهل بر بسترش.
Alarm goes off.
زنگ ساعت.
Time to come out.
وقت بیداریه.
5 more minutes.
5 دقیقه دیگه.
Turn to the other side. Alarm goes off again.
دوباره زنگ میزنه.
Snooze button.
دوباره snooze.
Turn to the other side again.
دوباره اون.
And again and again.
دوباره ادامه.
That's a sign of laziness.
نشونه تنبلیه.
That means you have a lot for sleep.
یعنی ضعف خواب داری.
Yeah, it's like the door that turns on its hinges.
مثل این دره میمونه که جیغ 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 میکنه.
Yeah, it turns all the time. But it's not going anywhere.
اما نمیره زیاد. خیلی سخت میره.
Yeah, if you have a tendency to sleep in.
اگه تو فقط خوابیدن رو دوست داری. همش داری چرت میزنی.
Yeah, so you cannot sleep in the night anymore.
دیگه شبا نمیتونی بخوابی.
That's laziness.
چون چرت زدی نشونه تنبلیه.